book.
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, I mean, it's good to know people still alive and stuff, isn't it? And,
yeah.
You know, it's interesting seeing what people have gone on to do because, you know, they've gone off in completely different directions to what they would have done. Like,
okay.
The lad who lives in Wales, and he always wants to be a vet. And he turned out to, you know, he's went to, you know, be good at school and A-levels and university, and he went off and used a truck driver for like 8 years, and then decided to do his access course and went off to be a teacher.
Oh, okay.
And the other lad, he's went to be like a, you know, quite academic and that, you know, he was like, he went off and was a mechanic, and
okay.
Like he's gone to the police now, and like I'm doing an academic one, and I've come to I'm in university.
You've got furthest academically. Yeah,
yeah. So it's like everything, you know, everything's mixed around and swapped around, and
yeah.
So I did my qualifications through I worked my way up from, you know, basic fitness instructor qualification, and I, you know, worked my way up to like the equivalent of my sports science degree, and
okay.
Then I was like, oh, all my fitness qualifications and sports psychology, I can't do that anymore. I was like, what am I going to do? I've lost my job. I know, I'll go to university. So I did the access course, and I've come here. So I want to go back into rehabilitation, but on the other side. So
okay.
All your friendships and everything, and you know, what you learn from other people helps you to help yourself, and you don't get a direction in life.
And do you think it would have been, if you hadn't have been in contact with your friends from school, do you think that would have made a difference to your...
No. And I'm one of these people. I make a plan and I decide what I'm going to do. And you can do anything you put your mind to. It might be hard and you might fail on the way, but you just got to keep going and you get there eventually.
Yeah.
And that's what I've learned through life and friendships and everything. And
yeah.
You know, it wouldn't make any difference to me. It was nice catching up with them when I went on Facebook last year, and because it was like lots of people, you know, oh, you got to go on Facebook, and you know, it like a I was on like YouFinder, you know, where you meet mature students before you come to uni.
Oh, right, so, okay.
Like there's one person that I mean, you come on the course with, and that we met on YouFinder, so we were friends before we came to uni, which was good. So on the first day, I'm an old man here by myself with all these kids, and but so I was like, oh, I went on Facebook, and but if I hadn't met them, I wouldn't really. Other meets, I would say.
Yeah,
It's just nice knowing that, you know, that people are still around, and, you know, it's nice that they still got the respect and you know, to want to ask about me, and,
yeah.
You know, and it's nice to have the interaction, and, you know, I suppose it makes you feel good in a sense that you got interaction with the people that you used to know, although, you know, like I say, friends like we were when we were in school, and, you know, like our little gang of mates and stuff, and that, it's nice to know that, you know, people still willing to talk to you, and
and they're still around and doing well. So do you think the friends then that you're friends with on Facebook, how long can you imagine being friends with these old school friends for?
I don't know. We'll see what happens. I suppose as long as I'm using Facebook. Although Facebook's more for the games and distractions, and that. You know, when you're having a break from your coursework and you're going for...
It's more procrastination than
anything else. I shouldn't really say that on camera, like, should I? I study really hard.
So this website that you said you met mature students and you developed a friendship from there, can you tell me a bit more about that?
It was one of those, you know, when you sign up to UCAS and UCAS emails, you know, it's like, you find people that you're going to university and going on your course, you sign up and you put like I'm going to... I've applied for like John Moores to do applied psychology, and you can go on and you see other people that have applied to do psychology, and it's like, so you just start talking to them. It's like, you know, oh, how do you think? And like, luckily some of them were like mature students, so it's like, oh, what do you think it's going to be like? And you know, and it's like on the first day, oh, should we meet up before and get a coffee and like go in together, and that. So we did that, and I suppose it was better than, you know, going in and being by yourself into...
Yeah, absolutely.
Coming into education, I suppose it's different. Well, it is different, like, going straight from school to uni and, you know, like, work and going, doing your access course and then coming to uni. It's like a...
Yeah, it's a different route, isn't it, you're taking.
And you don't... You know what to expect, but you don't know what to expect.
Yeah.
So, I mean, luckily, I'm quite friendly anyway, so... it's been a good experience for me.
This is about to ask you, but well, first of all, how did a friendship develop then from this initial meeting?
Yeah, it was funny because our surnames are similar, and that's how we've been in like the same groups and the same classes, and so it's been good. But I've made other friends, and some people 19, some people are older, and I'm the oldest, and I find that you just talk to people and you show them respect, they'll respect you back, and that's the key to being friends with people. You got to, it's about giving sake, and you got to listen and stuff. And
so how did you find coming to university as a mature student and making friends? Because that's quite a unique experience, isn't it?
I don't know. I think it's not too bad because I think I'm still 18 in my mind. I still feel 18, I'm always up for a laugh and a joke, and that's how it's. Look, I've just seemed to have slotted in, and I've made some friends, and we've done group work together, and we've been out for a drink a few times, and even while we're on holiday, we'll talk to each other on MSM, or we'll text each other, or sometimes even talk on the phone. It's weird though, because I'm the only bloke, and that because of the psychology course, and unfortunately, it turned out that the majority of the course is girls. Luckily for my background, I'm working with the young people, old people, and everything, and that it just doesn't bother me. So I've just been able to fit in and become one of the girls, kind of.
Okay. Do you think your previous job, like you say, interacting with so many different varieties of people, do you think that's then helped you in terms of developing
who I am now and the way I form friendships? Because when I was 18, I started in the gym, I was terrified, and the youngest person that came was 14, the oldest person was 18. You work with people who've had heart attacks and stuff, and at first it's like, okay, well, they're 65, how do I talk to them, and I've got to show them respect, and, just by being, me, and, showing the respect, and that, you form these friendships, and, you find that you can, everybody's got their own story to tell, so I suppose that's psychology side, you sit there and, you listen to them, people with stories about the war, and then, younger people, they've got their own stories, and, it's been a good, building block for me to, learn how to talk to people and interact with different people. So, I suppose you could call it a skill that I've developed.
Yeah.
Which is probably going to be important, because I want to be a psychologist, so.
Yeah,
and you've got to be able to listen and not talk too much. And unfortunately, sometimes I do talk too much. Look, this is an interview.
You're allowed, it's all right.
Don't worry if it's class, I'll be sitting there quietly at the back not saying anything.
So in terms of friendships you've developed at uni, it sounds like you developed quite a wide friendship base.
Yeah.
Would you say that all your friends are different ages?
Yeah.
Different groups of people?
Different backgrounds.
Okay.
And, a couple of them are mature students, a couple of them come straight from school, and a couple of different places, some are from Birkenhead, some are from Liverpool, some are from Wales, and lots of different places. So it's good because you learn about different areas as well. I mean, some of the places I haven't been to, so it's like, oh, what's like? And it's like, oh, it might be nice to go there. And it's like, oh, where would you recommend going if I do go there? And so, again, it's all about experience. Because I'm from, people say, oh, where's the best place to go out? So you've been, I'll say, I'll go there and there, but I wouldn't go there.
So you can impart your knowledge and wisdom with each other.
You definitely wouldn't fit in that place. That's a bit rough, you don't want to go there. So, again, friendship's about sharing your knowledge and experience.
And would you say that your experience of making friends at university was different to what you expected?
No, I'm friendly. I'm eager to make friends, and not being eager to learn. But my philosophy in life is I'm just the way I am. I mean, some people are gonna like me, some people aren't, and but I can't change fundamentally who I am.
Yeah.
I've always been taught from when I was a kid, you know, treat people with respect that you want to be treated with, and I found, you know, by doing that, a lot of people are, you know, willing to respect you back, and, you know, that's how friendship forms, and,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So have you developed a kind of close one friend at uni, or is it just more that you've got this kind of close group of friends?
Well, I suppose the person that I knew before uni, I suppose, like, we're a bit closer than everyone else, because we, like, tend to talk on MSN when we text each other. Quite a lot, but my girlfriend's got to know them as well, and my girlfriend even talks to them on MSN, and that's how we meet. It's quite...
So this is the person that you met just before, this is a mature student that you met just before, that you came to university. Yeah. So would you say that experience sort of solidified your relationship then, in that sense?
Yeah, I suppose so, because we're both from different backgrounds, we've both done different things, and, you know, we've worked hard to get here, and we've got here, and, you know...
Yeah.
And that's because we're a similar age as well, I suppose. You know, remember the 80s and being kids and Transformers and Button Moon and all that, so I mean.
So does your friendship with that mature student differ from your friendships with the younger students?
Yeah. I don't know, I mean, probably a bit closer, but I mean, I will talk to the younger ones about Button Moon, although they haven't got a clue what Button Moon is. And
just talk at them about it, it's fine. Yeah.
Go on YouTube.
Yeah.
YouTube. And that's what I said. So if you don't understand what I'm saying, just go on YouTube and it'll be on there.
Yeah.
Relic of the past.
Because that can often be a divide, can't it, at university, between mature students and younger students. I know from my time at university that... You know, you tend to have the mature students sit at the front, and then the younger students kind of...
Oh, no, we sit at the back.
Oh, right, okay.
When
well,
we brought the
Northwest Gallister
in there.
I was
going to
say,
I think it makes him worry in that, because, like, we sit at the back, and he's like, we're all shy and retired, and that's all right.
But that seems like it's been quite different, you know, from my own experience, and seems like quite a difference, like you say, from your experience, from perhaps... you know, mature students, I think we used to think they stayed within their own group and they just talked, you know, and probably that was partly our fault as well in that sense that we didn't really interact that much with mature students, you know, when I was at university. So it sounds like you've had a very different experience.
I think it's different with me because, you know, I know there are a lot of mature students, like, we're mature students, they're young students, it's like, the young students, we're young students, they're mature students, and but with my background, it's like, everybody's a person, and someone talks to me, I'm going to talk back, and you know,
yeah,
and I've, you know, and like if you talk, I mean, all you have to do is say, hello, how are you, and that, how are you finding it, and you know,
yeah,
and that you've got to be willing to break the ice, and I think a lot of mature students will probably feel, oh, are they going to take me if I go over and start talking to them, whereas, you know, it's just natural to me. I mean, I suppose it's because of what I've done all my work and life and that. I mean, I don't feel any different. I mean, I could walk into a bar full of, you know, older men and I could sit down and talk to them. I could go into, you know, a young place and, you know, I'll sit down and I'll talk to anyone. And,
yeah. So I think it's, but maybe like, say, it sounds like it's been really positive having that experience previous to coming to university. Like accepting that people are people in each other, their own life story, been quite fundamental in developing friendships, it sounds like.
I think that's what some of the young ones have thought as well. Hang on, he's, you know, he's normal, and he likes a drink, and he has a laugh, and that, you know, and you know, like, I got over when I was your age, and like, I tell them, like, you know, with me and my mate used to go to them, like, well, God, we never, you know.
Didn't expect that.
Yeah.
It sounds like, you know, it's quite fundamental in breaking down barriers and preconceptions as well.
A lot of people have barriers. I mean, like, people, like, form their own groups, like, you know, and like, the cliques, and, you know, it's like, we're old and we're young and where is it to me? And then, I mean, and that's, I mean, I want to go, psychology's a people business about people, so, I mean, you know, people are people, young, old, babies, adults, you know.
And then this friend that you described that you're quite close to, this mature student that you met prior to coming to university, what kind of activities do you do with them?
we drink a lot of coffee. There's a lot of lectures, a lot of coffee.
Just keep yourself wired.
Especially 9 o'clock lectures.